Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone, the Dom Giordano Show. Now, Dr. Marty McCary is just our favorite, making a house call with us. His book, The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. We've talked, and one of the upsides, of course, of the pandemic, we got to know him. And we've talked often with him about obesity. We will again after talking monkeypox, because over the weekend, Bill Maher, of all people, he's cutting in his own way, said, "Have you ever seen anyone live to 90 and be fat?" Now, of course, there are people that drink. You know, you see those things all the time. They interview somebody who's 100. "Yeah, I attribute it to the fact that I eat anything I want, drink anything I want, et cetera." Oh, yeah. All right. That's the plan to follow. The Borowski plan, we'll call it for now. I think Dr. Marty might have another one. Let's go to Dr. Marty here on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Marty, before we get to monkeypox, let's have some fun and ask you, is it helpful, even though he's cutting? I had somebody on way back when, this is years ago, Marty, and my name was Mud in the fatosphere because I challenged the idea, this person saying being obese was helpful. There was no problem with it. All the evidence pointed toward that. I don't have an MD, but I have a common sense degree, and it's just not true. And we saw it during the pandemic, sadly.
Yeah, you know, when you're busy taking care of other things or concerned about other people, or you're focused on your community or you work, and you don't have time to be so self-indulgent in sort of the temptations of life. As Bill Maher said, cake was also delicious in 1960. The difference is now we've sort of made this big, dramatic, sort of emotional, personal struggle that everybody has such an issue. And I think if we just started to focus on communities and health, and if we educated people, you know, we as doctors gave people the wrong message. We told people avoid fat and don't worry about sugar. We didn't even put sugar on nutrition labels. Turns out we had it backwards. And what we did is we gave kids and parents the wrong information. So all of our school lunch programs need to be revised. And we need to start talking about food as medicine instead of just having a generation addicted to carbohydrates act as if they're fine because there's no fat in that food.
Is that the number one thing when you think about obesity? I have hope that exercise will help me enough. I'm an over-exerciser to a degree. That will see me through, or it's the food, right, Dr. Marty, more than the exercise?
It's the food more than the exercise for most people. Now, when you exercise, you feel great and you perform better. And we're learning more about exercise. It's not the sort of intense workout that's really critical. What it is what we call zone two exercise, where you're exercising like with a brisk walk for 45 minutes. It's not the sort of exercise that makes you intensely short of breath. It's the sort of exercise that's sustained and it's, you know, longer, and it's sort of the equivalent of a brisk walk. That's very, very important.
Well, that's good news. I'm right in zone two, solidly. Now, let's talk monkeypox. When we saw this, and I think the White House coordinator over the weekend on health was very good about this, saying 98%, he said, gay men is the epicenter of this. They haven't gone too far yet, but people get pretty antsy, you know, as soon as they hear monkeypox and what it might mean to their liberty, to their freedom, et cetera. Where are we with this, in your view?
Well, unfortunately, our response to monkeypox has been a disaster. So it is spreading quickly, and it's spreading primarily within that community. You know, the CDC wouldn't do the study, and they wouldn't talk about it. They were afraid to or something, whereby the Europeans did the big study, a giant consortium, largest study ever done on monkeypox. And when it came out 2 weeks ago, it found that 98% of cases were among people identified as gay or bisexual, and 41% had HIV. That tells us that's the high-risk group where we need to increase awareness so they can get vaccinated even after they get infected. Even after one gets monkeypox, you can get the vaccine, and it can help with the symptoms that are often staggered 2 to 4 weeks down from the time of infection. We don't have enough vaccine. Remarkably, the FDA has been one of our biggest barriers and not having enough vaccine, because you can get 5 vaccine doses out of one vial, but the FDA won't allow doctors to draw multiple doses. They say you've got to dedicate one vial per person, even though there's enough vaccines for 5 people in that vial. They're gonna reverse that decision this week. I just wish it didn't take 4 months for them to do what's the obvious.
So with everyone else not in that zone, then the other 2% or in general, what's the precaution then? Just general common sense of hygiene? Is that what it is?
It is. And you have to have direct contact with either the rash itself. And we know that you're contagious once you have the skin lesions or some symptoms. It's not like COVID where you're contagious even when you feel great, what we call the pre-symptomatic spread. With monkeypox, when somebody's sick or has the rash, that's when they're contagious. And it does require direct contact. So people should not worry about a routine daily interaction with somebody who may have it. That's not where we're seeing transmission primarily right now. And I think a large part of the population needs to be assured. This is not one of the things that you need to be hysterical about right now, because we are learning the subgroup that it's affecting. And, you know, we have a public health emergency for it. Maybe that's going to help with the organization. But let's make no mistake about it. There are more cases of syphilis and more people die of syphilis. So it is interesting how we sort of selectively choose which infections to declare an emergency for.
Now, since we last talked, Rand Paul had another round with Dr. Fauci and more that Rand Paul was out there about gain of function, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I feel the Senate is doing their role, a couple senators. Paul is the main one trying to get to the bottom of this. What would it do if we – is it to try to stop some of this that might be going on in addition to the gain of function that was going on in China? What's the impact of trying to break through Fauci and these others on where this came from?
Well, I think what Senator Paul, who's a physician – is trying to do is get back to the moratorium on gain-of-function research. We should now have a broad consensus, and Dr. Fauci should agree to this, that we shouldn't be doing any more gain-of-function research on respiratory viruses ever, never. I mean, there is a role for potentially doing research for gene therapy on other pathogens, but not respiratory viruses, and certainly not respiratory viruses captured in the wild like they were doing at the Wuhan lab. And look, Dr. Fauci is trying to save face. You know, the day that all that information came out was a bad day for Dr. Fauci, because it's hard for them to undo the fact that not only were they funding the lab, but they wrote op-eds arguing for gain-of-function research before that, and they bypassed their own internal committees to fund that research lab in Wuhan. And by the way, this is important because, number one, people need closure, but number two, people are still doing gain-of-function research out there inappropriately. China has built up all their virology labs. Go back to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, you will see a massively renovated and expanded campus today.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Azulayman, I'll tell you this. I was thinking about you on today. I think about this when I hear rumors of Bill Gates on climate, wanting to dampen the sun, if you will, dim the sun, fooling around with that, trying to get permission or doing it. And I think the upside of this, same thing with this gain of function, versus the disaster that can happen. We may have contained COVID at this point, but my God, this could be, or there could be other things out there that we won't figure out how to contain.
Well, one thing that we debate about in the scientific community is risk and practicality. And not always is risk is not always appropriately considered. In other words, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do it. Just because you can swap out the spike protein of a bat coronavirus to make it more sticky and more contagious doesn't mean you should. And yet in some of the scientific circles, there's this mentality of, oh, look, we can do this. Let's do it in the lab just to prove that we can do it. And that's not always wise, as we've learned from what's probably now the biggest liability lab experiment in the history of the world.
And it seems to come back to a guy like Fauci again. The big issue here is how vast he had over public health and still has over public health control to do whatever he wants untrammeled. I think there's a book there. That's one of the big stories of the whole COVID pandemic.
Well, I've always respected Dr. Fauci scientifically, but at some point you need to step down. I mean, we need some fresh blood in there. And what you have right now is a guy who's a dinosaur parading around these theories that were popular before we had sequenced the human genome. So maybe you had to Frankenstein a virus to study it before it was at large, before you could sequence a virus in 20 minutes with modern PCR technology. So, look, I think Dr. Fauci is a nice guy, but he's dug himself into a deep hole. And all I think he needs to do to regain some respect from the American public is just come clean and apologize, ignoring natural immunity, calling for school closures, pushing boosters in young people with no data. The list goes on and on. He had an opportunity to stand up for what's scientifically true, and he chose instead to go on the political bandwagon. And I think he's done a lot of damage because of it.
Dr. Marty, a little speculative question here. Dr. Joseph Allen from Harvard, Dan and I had him on early on. We were impressed what he knows about public health, ventilation, et cetera. He had an op-ed in the New York Times on Saturday that I don't think they would have printed at least a year ago, 6 months ago even, in which he said schools should never have closed. Schools should be open. They never should have been closed and should never close again. That flies in the face of what particularly the Times and others. So the question for you is, where are you looking at this as we churn towards schools reopening for this year?
Well, they got to be open, free, and clear, because the biggest tragedy of our medical establishment was they ignored all of the experiences in Europe where the schools were open, free, and clear for the entire year that we were shut down. And the New York Times could have sent one reporter over there to cover that and describe how there was no difference in transmission, but they didn't. And the New York Times and the Washington Post and many of these mainstream media outlets cheered schools to total closure, shutting down the livelihood of these children, igniting a mental health crisis as the people calling for school closures were on their Zooms in their second homes in the Hamptons or in Santa Barbara County. And guess what? Kids in inner city Baltimore never logged on and they never showed up again. We have a duty to search and rescue these kids and make things right. So the New York Times right now, by publishing that piece, is trying to save face because they were one of the reasons why school boards were so full of parents who were reading these articles in their papers and saying, hey, we got to close the schools.
Exactly. What's on the agenda for you? Anything coming up of note that we should know about, Dr. Marty?
So the White House right now is backing off the booster push because they're getting ready for a major campaign to get everybody their fall Omicron COVID vaccine. And I want to make it clear that we need to see the data. They can't pull another ambush of data like they did with baby vaccines, where once we finally got a chance to reviewing all the data, there was no statistical significance, zero efficacy of the Pfizer vaccine, and almost negligible in the Moderna vaccine. And so I don't want them to pull another ambush of data on us at the last minute on the 1-yard line as they basically start the campaign now for everybody to get their September booster. We may need it. I may get it. We may recommend it. But let's see the data instead of this sort of secrecy leading up to, you know, this big announcement. In September, they are going to be pushing hard the fall booster. I'd like to see the data first.
Well put, as always, Dr. Marty. Thank you. The price we pay, what broke American health care and how to fix it. Thanks, Dr. Marty.
Thanks, Tom.
Dr. Marty McCarry, boy, a lot more than I thought today. You heard what he said, too. You don't hear that. I didn't hear that. The September booster, where's the data? Where's the goods on it? Right here, you heard it first. Something to start to consider before they do it. All right, more calls coming up at 855-839-1210. But as promised, it's time for something. What is it? What is it time for? Oh, that's it.
Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Every day, thanks to Dan on this front, and thanks to the great sponsors here, provide a gift today. Oh, perfect for the weather. $25 gift card to Reader's Italian Ice. Stop by Reader's today. Grab their newest and sweetest treat. Go candy crazy with Rita's new candy Kapow Ice. Did I do that right?
Ooh, yeah, you did.
Get there quick as it's available for a limited time only. Kapow! All right, Dan, backstory of today's Dom's Money Melody.
Yeah, so Dom, today we're asking for a great feel-good movie for our side question. So I thought I'd take a feel-good song.
Of course.
Honestly, this might be my favorite song of all time. Like the favorite, the top song for Dan is what we're doing for today's Money Melody. And Dom, what we're going to do today is we're going to ask for the name of the song, not the artist. I want the name of the song. It's three words, and we need every single word correct. There's three words. We want every word correct in the title. I'm not going to tell you much about the song because it's a very famous song by a musician that I'm sure our audience loves. But Dom, today we're looking for the name of the song. Here is your audio clue.
All right, I think we're going to need that clue again. All right, name of the song, 855-839-1210, Kapow! You'll be headed to Rita's Water Ice with a $25 gift card, 855-839-1210.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. A lot of people lined up. Dan's favorite song ever, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Thank you, John Gilgi. Never paint again. It looks like paint, goes on like paint, but it's completely there forever. 844-RHINO-99 is how you get in touch with John Gilgi. You want to do that now. 844-RHINO-99 is the way to go. All right. We're asking today, and we'll play it one more time, the name of this feel-good song. Dan says his favorite song ever. $25 gift card to Rita's Italian Ice. Kapow! I'll be doing that all week. Let's go to Dan one more time. It's hoping to stump you, so make sure three words, the title of the song, all three words are exact. I feel like Pat Sajak are exactly right. All right, let's go to Bob in Pennsauken on Talk Radio 1210. What's the title of the song, Bob?
Kapow! It's Life's Been Good.
Life's Been Good. Enjoy Rita's Water Ice. I love Rita's. They've been very helpful over the years with different things I've done. and anything with kapow in it. Love that. It's one of my favorite words. It might be tomorrow. What's your just, we haven't done it ever or a long time. Just a word you like saying. I like saying kapow. You like that one for tomorrow, possibly?
One, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, word.
Catchphrase.
Catchphrase or word that you just like saying apropos of you like it. So I'll be saying kapow. That's our winner today here on Talk Radio 1210.
So what's your favorite song of all time? I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm curious if I'm correct.
Yeah, it's hard on the spot. I got three or four. Go ahead. What do you think it is? I'll tell you if you're, it's in the ballpark.
I think it's My Way.
Yes, My Way probably, yes.
See, it's tough because there are three that stick out. It's the Neil Coming to America.
Coming to America, definitely, yes.
God Bless the USA, Lee Greenwood, and My Way by Frank.
Boy. Probably going to go with... God Bless the USA.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's got My Way in it, in my mind.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good point.
But I'll stand with you when he says, no, no, buddy, you're not doing, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I like My Way, of course, for a sub reason, which is nobody under 50 should be allowed to sing it. Now, Tom Jones could sing it. By the way, how's that going? We got a tip from somebody today. Tom Jones at the Borgata, September 9th. A, we need to get tickets. B, we need to get Tom Jones on the show.
Oh, he does sing My Way.
Does he?
You want to hear it?
Oh, yes.
Let me cue it up one sec here.
This might be a bad plan.
Where's it at? Here we go. Let's see.
And thou, the end is me. And so I face.
Nope, don't like it. Sorry. As much as I love Tom Jones.
Yeah,
can't do it. Can't do it. See, this is the test, too. Do you have the gravitas? Can you actually do My Way? It's pretty hard after Sinatra. Elvis tried to do it, too. Guess what? Elvis can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't like the Elvis version.
I'm trying to find where he hits the note. Is he going to?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm turning on it. I like it, man.
Nope. All right, people can tell me otherwise. No. You compare that to Sinatra spitting it out. Oh, God. You just can't.
It's true.
So that's
just
like,
Tom Jones a few, down, a few pegs down for you?
Yeah, sorry. Yes,
oh,
it does.
Man.
Yes. Don't spoil it.
It wasn't What's New Pussycat that did it.
Yeah. Nope. Stay in your lane, Tom. Stay in your lane. Don't do My Way. He's obviously over.
What is Tom Jones's lane, though?
Just great entertainer, you know?
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah.
Women mainly. I'm sure Maisie would be in agreement with that if she saw Tom Jones in the front row.
I don't think so.
Roe would be the tester on this. 855-839-1210. You get a line, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Yeah, those are Dan's pretty good cataloging of arguably for my favorite all-time song. Tom Jones, don't do that. Take that out of the repertoire. There's no reason to try to do that. I don't know who could do it second to Sinatra. It's a tough, tough task.
Yeah.
You got to have the backstory. You have to have the phrase and the pause there. And yeah, very difficult to do. All right, couple things. I mentioned this a moment ago with Dr. Marty, who so gracious, just such good stuff every time we have a chance to get him on. This Dr. Allen wrote this in the New York Times, and Dr. Marty's right. The New York Times on Saturday, this was in the op-ed. They never would have allowed this before. We had this guy on. He's the ventilation, public buildings, public health about COVID. First, schools should be open. They should never have been closed, should never close again. That was a mistake we will pay for over decades. Ventilation and filtration should continue to be key focuses. Now, I'm all on board with that. I'm not just saying, yeah, throw these kids into a closet. They won't get COVID. Everything will be fine. Remember we talked about that even? Some of the schools actually opening windows. Catholic schools were a place you could do that more easily. I don't even know how many windows you can open in schools anymore. This was in the Saturday New York Times. Schools should be open, meaning this fall. They should never have closed and should never close again. And yet Randy Weingarten and her minions out there just itching to start this whole thing going again. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. One other thing. I told you when we had Doug Mastriano on that there was a screening of the returning of the American Patriot at Christ Community Church in Camp Hill near Harrisburg, okay? Josh Shapiro and the Democrats are going wild, sigging the IRS. Imagine when they get 87,000 more IRS agents on this church. Now, the outlet that I write for, Inside Sources, DelawareValleyJournal.com, they have a great piece up today. Throwing the first stone, Democrats target church over Mastriano appearance. Yet, the very same people see nothing wrong with the outfits like the African American Church, the Enon Tabernacle Baptist Church here in Philadelphia. They held a candidates night event for the U.S. Senate. In May, the Black clergy of Philadelphia and vicinity went even further, endorsing candidates, a slate of candidates for the state's primary. That is advocacy. So again, public policy comes back to consistency. If you're going to go after these churches, because this church, because they screen the return of the American Patriot for Doug Mastriano, how in the world do African-American churches across the state, across the country, but particularly in Philadelphia, get away with it? Well, they've been allowed to. And the Sunday before key elections, every Democrat in the world, presidential on down, goes through a retinue of African-American churches, making blatant political commentary right there. Catholic churches don't do this. Doug Mastriano did this. So why can't he do this? Why is this an IRS violation? Because this is how progressives like Shapiro and others, this is what they do. They want those 87,000 other IRS agents to weaponize them essentially against the American people under the guise of saying they're doing it in order to stop billionaire tax cheats to get at them. God, I wonder how many they'll assign to the Donald Trump accounts. Probably at least 1,000. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Side question, we're talking about a feel-good movie. I just saw this little blurb over the weekend. Our own Bill Kornfeld, all right? I was going through, Dan, how many program directors do you think I've had? How many general managers? How many owners? I couldn't count the number of producers. I stopped at 48.
Well, thanks a lot.
And I'm probably, I will be putting out a ranking of 40 those 48 producers. So you better watch it if you want that number one slot.
Oh, yeah. Me and Jim fighting it out.
Bill was one. Jim several times. There's some that come back. And I had one producer whose car was repossessed. He was fighting with the guy in the middle of the show in the parking lot at WWDB. At least you haven't done that.
Not yet.
How many program directors?
Me?
Have I had?
You?
Yes.
I'd say 14.
16.
Wow. That's close.
How many general managers?
5.
12.
Really?
How many owners?
5.
6. You're okay. Close. Yeah.
Yeah.
Producers, I stopped counting at 48.
Ouch.
But I'm, you know, going back and say, yes, it's a funny business.
I don't know. Is this a warning you're giving me right now?
No. I'm just telling you, you know, your number one, Bill is a former producer. So Bill Kornfeld puts up on Twitter, oh, yeah, there is not Marvel movie fatigue because look at the three of the four last highest grossing films were superhero films. Really? Is that the indicator? Is that the indicator of this?
Well, the entire aspect of the article is whether or not people are, quote, tired of superhero
movies.
Yes,
and by polling, they say they are.
It's not whether or not superhero movies are good or bad. It's whether people are tired of them.
And they're tiring of them. I'm not saying they're tired yet. They still have a vast
following.
So the point of having the whatever, how many number in the top 10 it is,
right.
I think that's a good point to make, that people are still shelling out tons of money to go see these Super
They are. Games. I'm not saying it's over yet, but the battle is joined here. Yeah. There's blood in the water. By the way, was it Rocky IV I saw over the weekend? Yes. They don't actually say the line. I wish they did. When Drago bleeds. It's one of my favorite lines I would use in any sports situation. Yeah, let's see what Drago does when he gets punched in the face, meaning the other team. Drago bleeds. I don't know if it's in there, but it should be. They should say it that way. The commentator just said, oh, we see blood. Drago has blood, you know, something like that. I want them to say Drago bleeds. That's the life lesson. The opponent can bleed too. All right, we're researching that to see if they actually say Drago bleeds.
If the Russians cut.
Oh, yeah. That's all they say. That's not as good as Drago bleeds. It's inspirational. Okay. Coming up, your calls at 855-839-1210. Are we seeing, Dan, you're in the camp then that says these Marvel movies, there is no fatigue, or are we seeing the signs of it starting?
I think oversaturation has caused it.
Yeah, well, right.
And yeah. I do think it's starting. I mean, Disney Plus puts out, it feels like a new superhero series every other week. And the hype around it is definitely waned. So,
yeah. And we know who people are that go to movie theaters primarily, particularly in COVID, pandemic, et cetera. We know what the demographic is. And it's in that demo, I get. But it can't go on forever like this. You just can't continue to produce this stuff. Streaming is another place, though, where there is a big hit, The Terminal List. I'll give you what Rotten Tomatoes, the critics, say this is right-wing fascism, essentially. And what are movie or stream goers? Can you say stream goers? You're not a stream goer. What are you? A stream watcher?
Streamer?
A streamer. Yes, if you're a streamer goer. What are you saying about Chris Pratt in this? Well, billions and billions of people are streaming it. What does that tell us? All right, straight ahead here with Dom and Dan on Talk Radio. Is Dan number one, do you think, or is he in the top five of the 48 on Talk Radio 1210?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, 855-839-1210. You get in. Dan's trying to get on a guy from North Carolina, this entire county, Dan. They are putting at least one AR-15 in a safe in each school in the county. In other words, and other equipment, they say they want the in-school district police to be ready to take out an active shooter by having the firepower to engage in. This coming off what happened in Texas. Well, is it really a question of having an AR-15 there? I mean, their sidearm and that. And is it really a question in Texas that they didn't have the proper equipment? No. It's that the guy at the head and apparently some of the cops there didn't do their duty. The guy at the head, definitely, who didn't order them to go in. Apparently, there will be material in each safe that will be able to handle getting through a door, that kind of thing. The only problem my experience with schools with this is I don't know that the average school has a safe, like a safe where you could put an AR-15 safely. In other words, they leave these things open. There's all kinds of things going on in school that are sloppy. I'm more in favor of having other people armed in the school to return fire. I don't know that they need this particular weapon. But a whole county in North Carolina now experimenting with this. Now, this is better than not having people armed in the school. They may have district police in the school, and they want them not to have to go to their car or something to be able to get the proper weapon to return fire. I think it's more having someone who returns fire immediately with a Glock or something like that, whatever they have, and keeps it up till there's enough police to return massive fire on a shooter. I just think I'm not as trusting as people are with putting an AR-15 in ammo in a so-called safe in the school. You know, that's a little bit different than someone having a sidearm in some safe place here. So watch for more of this. Mastriano has been all over this about teachers protecting kids, and Shapiro, of course, is on the wrong side of it. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. And hit us with that all-time feel-good movie. Let's go to Jane in Buckingham. Hey, Jane, good afternoon. What's your film?
Oh, it's Sound of Music. I know it's a dramatic recreation, but it's of a real story of the Von Trapps escaping from Austria to Switzerland and then to Vermont. But aside from that, I'd like to say that, you know, Mastriano would do himself a big favor if he would just come out and admit that the Democrats rooked him in 2019. And he'll just say, that's never going to happen to me again. I'm not going to get hoodwinked like that.
Yeah, he says it in a little bit different way. You're right. Being a little bit more, all right, I got ensnared in it. That would be a better way of doing it. I agree. Jane, the big thing he has to do, and I don't understand it. We get along with, you know, we want to have him as governor. Come to southeastern Pennsylvania. I mean, what is more obvious?
Exactly.
When he was on with me and he talked about his dad in the military, remember he said the dad was a race car driving and he was told to either go in the military or go to jail. And that's how the whole family got with him. It was an endearing story, something I didn't know about him. Well, that's what he's got to do. Otherwise, this is not going to work. He's seeding the ground here to Shapiro.
Exactly.
Well, we're on it. I can tell you behind the scenes, it's not easy, Jane, but I agree. He could say it that way. That would be better. Sound of Music is a good one, without a doubt. Oh, man. See Joe of Exton today? He's gone crazy again with a feel-good movie here, Dan. Leeches are involved with this one. 855-839-1210. Elizabeth in Jersey's with Dom. Hey, Liz, welcome in.
Hello. I just want to say, first off, happy feast day of St. Dominic.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes. I'll say my rosary for you and your family. And I just wanted to say your call screener helped me to sort of rein in all my opinions. But when I was listening to Mr. Johnny Dock, because sometimes we listen to him, the labor show.
Yes.
And I know, you know, they're Democrats and the labor unions and the labor people and my family members. Some of them have been union. But I just, Dom, I don't get it. Why? How can you be Democrat and be Catholic and vote? You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Well, look, and how can you be patriotic Americans as they are with this woke faction? And I'll tell you this. Here's what it is and how Trump broke through a little bit. Some of its style, okay, with Irish Catholics like Johnny Dock and these others, and they're connected to the Democrat Party on that. Some of it is the Democrat Party. Well, I'll give you an example. The police the other day admitted on the show, John McNesby said, well, look, Doug Mastriano is right to work. He couldn't properly say why police would be excused from that. I'm right to work, too, that you shouldn't have to be a member of a union to do certain jobs, right?
So are we, yeah.
Right, I get it, but, you know, that's where even with the cops, there's a rub there with this. And Trump, because of his background in building, et cetera, was able to break through with some of this, Elizabeth. Republicans could, well, the book is Blue Collar Conservative, Rick Santorum, and Trump has the style to do it. Santorum met with Trump. I know that from Santorum, about 8 hours talking about all these things. And Trump gets it and can do that, and he broke through. Republicans have to do more of that. You're right. Mm-hmm. These people are not aligned with the woke Democrats who are leading the party. They're not aligned with progressives. Mm-hmm. They hate these people deep down.
Yes, sir.
So it's a tough call, though. What's your film?
I just wanted to say, well, my film is sort of, I mean, it's feel good in the sense, it's called Life is Beautiful.
Oh, yes.
And it's one of my very favorite films because it's also got slapstick in it. I mean, it's a very horrific situation, but the fact that they, the Roberto Benigni guy gets his son to believe that he's like in a show or kind of like a comedy thing and gets him through the concentration camp. I don't know. It's just a beautiful, beautiful film.
It is.
Show.
He won the Academy Award for it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's just, and there is, but it's funny too. Like people were like, oh, concentration camp, but it's like slapstickist and it's just funny.
It is.
Funny.
It's a beautiful film too. Thank you. Elizabeth, Dan, I've seen that. That is a contender. And his Academy Award acceptance, oh my God, it was quite a moment. By the way, Dick Vermeils was too, going into the Hall of Fame over the weekend. I think he only broke down a couple of times. 855, I've had Dick on the show. He's a commanding presence, to put it mildly. Borowski, run through that wall. Yes, sir. Which wall? No, which wall?
He was telling me to.
Run through the wall. Which wall? All of them. 855-839-1210. All right, great stuff. We'll get to more calls coming up. And again, look at this, Latinos. How long have we said, how do family values Latinos not reverberate with the Republican Party? It's complex. It takes the right individual. Trump broke the ice here. With labor unions, he did also. Doug Mastriano, tough call here. He's right to work. They don't like that. That's going to be a difficulty. That's what we were told. Now, Fetterman is right not to work. He doesn't want to work, and he didn't even show up to talk to the police. I'll tell you this. I am much anticipating see how Fetterman is at this rally in Erie on Friday. That will be very interesting to see how the media covers this. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. College is trying to remove, I think it's Hastings, Amy Coney Barrett from their Hall of Fame. So, Dan, will there ever be a movement to remove me from the Broadcasters Hall of Fame? Or, look, I love the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm going to tell you, I have been the MC at their event several times, and I've seen big-time figures come up to me, and just they were amazed that they were in the Hall of Fame.
Yay.
I was like, "Wow!" I'm talking TV personalities. Yeah, it's a big night. It's a huge. It goes on longer than the Oscars. If you can imagine, like a from start to finish, like a 4-hour festival, and you're the MC of this, and I do it with Larry Kane. I've done it 3 or 4 times. But the one I'm more proud of in a lot of ways is the Italian American Museum. Down at Passyunk and Mifflin.
Well, that one of you should be concerned about losing.
Why?
Well, if they ever get word of your obsession with Olive Garden,
the buddy over there hears that. He says, the Olive Garden, take him out
of
there.
Did they find out they got an Italian that orders big ziti's at restaurants?
Oh, yes, I do. You know what? We were plotting in August our last trip to the shore for an extended time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we got to go to Andre's. Right? We got to put that at the top of the list. We have not done that yet. During shore season. And I know what I'm getting, that giant, the cheese, I could taste it.
I can't
right
believe
now.
You haven't been yet. I don't buy that.
Well, I was there in April when we went down for the Republican Party thing with Rich and Matt Rooney. We're all on a panel together and Harry Hurley. But no, we haven't been. It's like a 15-minute ride to Atlantic City from North Wildwood.
It's true. It's pretty far.
Yeah, it is. Well, 45, I mean.
Maisie and I went to Olive Garden over the weekend. First time in a long time.
Tell us, what did you have?
Well, first off, huge hat tip to the Olive Garden on Route 38 over in Cherry Hill.
It's one of my favorites.
They were at, like, it was the best experience I've ever had at an Olive Garden. The soup was all fresh. We got that chicken gnocchi soup, Dom.
Okay.
Oh, so good. And then I got a nice angel hair dish, and it was just a really, really good time. I people poo-poo Olive Garden, but I swear, every time I leave Olive Garden, I leave pretty satisfied.
There we go. Now, I'm not a dinner Olive Garden. I can't recommend that. I'm just saying
I'm
lunch.
Also a Borowski and Polish. And
yeah, I recommend their lunch. Now, at the museum down there, and so I haven't been in a while, I got to go and check on my status. I'm surrounded by Frank Rizzo, Frank Sinatra, and Frank Serpico. It's pretty good protection there. So I don't think I'm ever going to be removed from that. Nope.
You ever think about changing your name to Frank?
No.
No?
And they do spell it Dom, D-O-M. They got that right. All right, let's go to...
get the name right.
Is there
D-O-M.
A Polish Hall of Fame that we should get
sure
Borowski in? Look that up and see who some of the noteworthy dignitaries are in the ethnic Hall of Fame.
There's a National Polish-American Sports Hall of Fame.
Okay. Probably soccer related. It used to be the Ukrainian soccer. That's not Poland. It's Ukraine.
It's not. No, there's football and baseball. Yeah.
Bronco Nagurski.
It's probably the only one in there.
Yeah. Let's go to Homer in Belmar. Hey, Homer. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Hi, Dom. I wanted to comment about why I think Hispanics are leaving the Catholic Church before I mention about the feel-good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's so much a theological differences, but I think too many Catholic priests and deacons are afraid of offending the audience, and they tiptoe around, you know, how we should live, whereas evangelicals, I think, are much more courageous and bold, and that's what people want. They want to be fed.
Yeah, well, I always wondered, same thing with some of the issues, and Republicans just have to reach out to this audience. I'm trying to remember, Homer, who we had. Albert Eisenberg, who writes here locally and is a real good Republican consultant. He just says, even I have to say, I'll give in on this one, Spanish language, Republicans have to be. You know how I feel about that. But if you got to win the election, you got to win the election in Pennsylvania. You got to do it. Okay, let's do it. And he talks about the inroads that are making in places like Reading and Lancaster, all over the place. It's happening.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're not for abortion and you know, gay marriage and stuff like that. But you know, we don't say it enough from the pulpit.
Well, that's right. And the Catholic Church here is not going to say it. What's your film?
I Am Sam.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, he was mentally challenged, a father who was trying to get custody of his daughter.
Very nice. Dan, are you a fan of I Am Legend with Will Smith?
Not really.
Luke was a bigger fan, but I got to say, when Will Smith takes one for the team at the end with a grenade and all and sends the vaccine off, that's his legacy. Yep, that's a feel good for me.
It's a good movie.
All right, let me finish this hour with Kimber in the Northeast. All right, Kimber, you want a AR-15 in schools?
Yes. Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good, Kimber.
I want to go to say that, yes, I agree with doing that. And you had some valid reasons for on the safe end of it, for the security part of it. My position on that was that these things could be locked within the safe itself and only accessible by the officers. Even if the safes were open, nobody could...
I have been in schools, though. I don't know how many of them have the type of safe that you're talking about. You know what I mean? They have like wall safe.
They might even have to put them in another secure location outside of the normal traffic area. But one of the other areas I wanted to touch on was more of the response time. All the departments are different, but using Philadelphia as an example, you could have 5, 10, 15 minutes response time. And even with that, you may not have good accessibility to the school. So by having somebody on the inside that could access this equipment necessary to do it, both to get into the rooms and to be able to effectively neutralize the perpetrator. And it would take an AR to do that or a shotgun, because a handgun is not as reliable if he's got any kind of body armor on or anything else like that.
Fair point. If we get the guy on, I'm going to explore this, because Kimber, I think by you and I pushing the envelope, this is pushing the envelope on this. If that's the outer end of it, maybe we get these people to relent. They're not doing enough inside the school to have enough firepower and to return fire.
Correct.
Definitely. Do you have a film for us?
Mine was going to be Saving Private Ryan.
Ah, great one. Man, we got some good feel-good films. Dan says in the Polish-American Hall of Famers, Luzinski, Stan Musial. There's a great example. Bobby Hurley, Coach K. He doesn't belong in anywhere, that weasel. Mike Ditka, Jaws, Jaworski, Nagurski, Romanowski. Oh, Romanowski, Dan, a little bit challenged there to be in there.
There's some other big names on there, too, but those are some of the big ones that I picked and chose for you.
Yeah. A lot of skis in there, so to speak.
Gary Kubiak's in there.
Wait a minute. That's a Hall of Fame?
There are some names that are questionable. And
I wonder what the weakest Hall of Fame out there is. All right.
Might be this one.
All right. Coming up, lightning round here with Dom and Dan. Will declare a winner here. Great day on Talk Radio 1210. What do we call this? Getting
the
focused.
Time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, your last chance to get into today. Feel-good movie. All-time feel-good movie. Vince in Skip Pack on Talk Radio 1210. What's yours, Vince?
Boy, I know. I have a feeling someone's going to say that movie from Philadelphia with a boxer, but I'm going to go with Rudy. How can you not feel good about that?
Okay. I used to think Rudy, Dan. I'm off Rudy now. I'm in the camp that's a little bit anti-Rudy.
You're over Rudy?
Yes. Yeah, Rudy doesn't – yeah, something about that's not – I despise Dan Devine, who put his whistles in formaldehyde or something to cleanse them at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to always entertaining Joe in Exton. What do you have today, Joe?
Oh, hello, Dom.
Hi.
My feel-good film is The African Queen. It's filmed in a boat.
Yes.
And the film is essentially dialogue. And Humphrey Bogart uses leeches to feel good.
Exactly. That's what I told Dan, the leeches. I knew he would get to that. Bill in Palmyra, this is a classic. Bill, what's yours?
Good afternoon, Dom. Good show. My candidate is the all-time feel-good movie, The Music Man.
All right. Well played. John in Doylestown. All right, John, what's yours?
Mine would be The Magnificent Seven. The Mexican town being harassed by bandidos, but the Magnificent Seven turn around and come back to defend the town and completely wipe out the bandidos.
Well put. Always like that. The sentimental favor for me, Dan. I know every line of dialogue here. Got some great lines, too. Even though the guy's name is Don, not Dom, in Franconia. All right, Don, what's yours?
Please don't hold my name against me. I like your name. Mine is A Bronx Tale. I love the music. I loved everything about it. And even Mr. De Niro was palatable in that movie.
Well put.
Get the name right.
And the great line to the Hell's Angels, Dan, now you can't leave. All right, Dan, I think there's a clear winner here today, though. We should have taken it off the board. We can't take them all off.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, the only movie that came out within the past 20 years that was given was I Am Sam. That was Homer and Belmar.
Right.
A great feel-good sports film that was said. How about Craig and Marilyn with Field of Dreams?
Yes.
But the overall great, Dom, I think, of today. We should have taken it off the board because it's one of your favorite films of all time. Tom and Marlton called in with It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, and I think there's reality attached to it. Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life wins today. Name goes into the hat. Play again tomorrow. Always interested if you have a side question that you can send it to us. Follow me on Twitter until tomorrow at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.